We're bringing in the amazing Dr. Stella Emanuel, one of the first doctors coming out against the tyranny. The right hour, as I host the fourth hour here today, the War Room comes up in 1 hour. Owen Schroyer, every day could be our last. And I'd say that because he'd have a real sense of urgency. It's like Lou Dobbs. I knew he was sick. I'll give the inside baseball. He kept doing shows. And then, boom, he's dead yesterday. What an icon. Well, this organization's like that. You think grandma's there. She's got a really good attitude. She's fighting cancer. Get a call. Grandma's dead. InfoWars is literally fighting for its life. We need your prayers. We need your support. You need to realize that every video, every article we put out, if we're going out, I'll come back. But I see it as a sign they're going to take everything out. It's not about me, folks. And I don't just say that to be like, oh, it's not about me. It's about the entire environment we're in, okay? When they tried to shut us down 6 weeks ago without a court order, I knew. I was like, this isn't about us. They're getting ready to kill Trump. And I said it like 50 times that day. I just knew it. I was like, this is insane. Feds are here with no court order to close the building and the judge blocked them. They are vigilantes. 4 minutes to break. Edward Dowd, closing comments and analysis.
Yeah, so I'd love to talk about something that I've been thinking about. And it started with you, with the information war, and you were a lone voice out there seeing and reading the white papers. And for the longest time, you collected it. You trotted along, collected an audience, but people disparaged you and disparaged others for showing the white papers and saying this is coming. Now it's here. It's happened. But we still have, unfortunately, a large portion of the population that just don't see what's going on because they're being propagandized. And the propaganda is I've never seen it before. It's very sophisticated. It's AI-driven news stories. It's social media manipulation with trolls and bots. And there's, key influencers that have control files that are paid to say certain things. So everyone thinks they're creating this manufactured consent and they buy into it. And so we saw that on display when Biden, was decrepit, and most of us knew it, but half the country listened to the influencers in the media saying that everything's fine. And then overnight, they're told he's not fine. And that's what I found alarming, is they needed to be told he wasn't fine. They couldn't come to that conclusion on their own. So we have a massive amount of people that can't think for themselves, unfortunately. And that is the most dangerous thing to the Republic, are those people. And our job is to wake these people up, give them the ability to get some critical thinking skills. And that's the mission at hand. The good news is we've reached an Overton window tipping point where, with what just happened on Saturday, more and more people are seeing what's going on. It's no longer, it's almost undeniable to anybody with two brain cells. So I would love for all of us to gently encourage people who, with hatred in their hearts, and I call it them being on the download, try to convince them that they've been lied to. And it's going to take some time, but those are the people we need to wake up. I know it's difficult because they're not the nicest of people and they're not very agreeable, but those are the people that need to come around quickly. And if they don't, and there's another next event, those are the people that they're going to try to activate into taking action unwittingly and being useless fools. So that my hope is, we can reach people, and we all need to start having conversations with those who have an open heart and mind. If you see an opening, just tell them what's really going on. I also would love to, speak directly to Donald Trump again. I would love for you to talk about how you're going to negotiate world peace in the different military conflict areas, Ukraine, Russia, Israel, and Palestine, and also China and Taiwan. And I think you're going to do this, and you're probably going to signal it. I think that would be a great thing to signal. I want you to pray for discernment with your personnel choices and picking people that are loyal to you that will implement what you want them to do. And then finally, I would love for you to admit that there was a problem with the mRNA vaccines, if you can.
All right, Edward Dowd, incredible job. God bless you. Amazing hour. Everybody should boost it. It's so important. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
We'll be right back. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are literally fighting for the future of humanity. We're trying to save the world right now. And Dr. Stella Emanuel, one of the first doctors to do press conferences in D.C., exposing there were treatments for COVID, they were lying about its origin. She's been dead on. She's been a great sponsor. DrStellaMD.com. Promo code Alex for big discounts on her site. And she's here to cover politics and God, and she's a pastor as well, and, you know, has her own church services and huge groups and revivals. And I wanted to get her here to talk about that. But at the same time, she has incredible products, even more products than we have. They're all top of the line. They're amazing. But she's been a sponsor. But because the last CRO was a globalist and working for the feds, it all came out in court. He would not purchase product for like the last 6 months. So we're all about to sell out of products at InfoWars Store. If we keep on air now, as we got through their attempted shutdown, then we'll bring all our products back. And some are still available at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of great stuff at my dad's site, drjonesnaturals.com. But she has a massive, and she didn't come on about this, but I said, you're talking about this because you've been such a supporter. And this lady, before she's been a sponsor, would just send us checks to keep us on air. She's been very successful, very smart, has huge practices, you know, tens of thousands of patients, you know, all over Texas, hundreds of thousands across the country. I mean, she's an amazing woman, and she is such a great sponsor with us. And so even though our supplements are going to sell out in the next month and won't be available, she has everything and even the next level. So instead of plugging this at the end, it's some little side issue. A, this message has to keep getting out. B, these are the best products you're going to find. They're world-class. People love them. And C, this is a overall mission that has got to be carried out. So people are really, really stupid if they don't go to Dr. Stella, S-T-E-L-L-A, DrStellaMD.com. Use promo code Alex, get a big discount, and buy all these amazing products, which we'll spend some time on today. I'm going to make you do it. But first off, Trump, the attempted assassination 7 days ago, The enemy, the major moves that are happening, the cyber attack that I predicted they would do, the power of prayer that the enemy doesn't want us to have. I mean, this is real. So speak to us about the spiritual war we're in and what we can do to hold up President Trump, but also energize ourselves to be most effective against this devilish attack.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people are kind of scared and kind of in some kind of trepidation about what happened. But I want to look at it from the point of God's grace and mercy. You know something? In Psalm 103, I think verse 3 says that he redeems our life from destruction. So people like us, we've been praying. We have a Twitter space like every Sunday night at 8 p.m. We get together and we pray for President Trump. We pray for him to be protected. We pray for God to set confusion among the enemies. We pray for Biden to be exposed. And I look at it for somebody that is an intercessor as what is happening right now is God's hand of mercy. Because, I mean, President Trump he just turned his head. And that is what saved him from dying. I know that this was like an angel just pushing him away, like, turn your head this way. You know what I'm saying? So it's scary.
And God works in mysterious ways.
Yes.
Still let it nick him to show folks how important it was.
Yes. And to show that nicking him in the ear showed that, you know, you could have died, but I got this. It was such, you could only look at it and know that it was God's hand. And so that is why my call is that people that have been praying and their intercessors of all over the world praying for Trump, praying for this nation, praying that America will not be taken down, that do not relent. We need to increase our prayer because the devil is ready. He's fighting with everything. There's war in the heavens over this nation because America is the last man standing. And Trump has been called by God to hold this, to stand and hold this nation.
And let me interrupt. How powerful was it last night for the Satanists to see hundreds of millions watching around the world and prayer to Jesus and everyone praying there in Milwaukee? That had to scare them.
Yes. And you know what? There was a prophecy that came out 3 months ago. There was a man that gave this prophecy that they were going to have an attempt on Trump's life.
He was at a public event. In fact, I sent the clip days ago. Find it. Mm-hmm. He said Trump is hit in the ear.
Hit in the ear. And after that, Trump will get radically saved. After that, he's going to win the election, and we're going to see a movement around the nation. When there's a prophetic word, when God gives a prophecy and one comes to pass, then you can see the other ones coming to pass. But we have to hold that prophecy in the spirit.
By the way, who would say Trump, guys, I sent it 3 days ago, I forgot to play it, to the major Bible summit on TV, and this man says, I prayed, God showed me, Trump's hit in the ear, he falls down, and then he rises back up, and then is now fully empowered by God.
Yes.
He's literally, and then now that's happened. Mm-hmm. He didn't just say he's hit in the ear. He falls down, rises back up.
And you know, in 2020, when all these whole issues were going on, the Lord showed me the same thing about Trump. I wrote about it online, that he fell and people thought he was dead. And then we came and started praying. And then he rose up.
You said that on my show.
Yes. He rose up and he was strong and he got back to work. So, but the issue is when there's a prophetic word, there have to be intercessors holding that prophecy in the spirit. God told the children of Israel that you will leave Egypt in 400 years. They stayed there for 430 years because nobody was praying. When God told, but Daniel prayed when he found out that it was time for Israel to go, for the children of Israel to go back to the promised land. And because of that, it moved. So my thing is we should not be scared. Intercessors all over the nation, wake up. Pray that God's hand of protection. If you join us on Twitter at 8 p.m. on Sundays, you will hear we've been praying. We started this in February, and we've just been praying and interceding for the president. We pray that God should set confusion among them, and we've been praying that things might. Look at the confusion among the Democrats. We pray that during the debate, we had this really prayer. We're just praying that during the debate, that God will expose Biden for who he is and just confuse him and show the people of America who he exactly is. And it came to pass. Not just us, there are intercessors praying everywhere. God does not move until you speak. So that is why I'm calling, if you're a Christian on a daily basis, pray for Trump. Just pray that God will hold him up. God will protect him and his family. And I always pray that God will give him a strong heart. Because when you're having attacks coming from everywhere, sometimes it can weaken your heart. That God will strengthen his heart and continue to use him like he's using him now.
I agree. And I forget this man's name. But this is clearly Brandon Briggs. I want to get him on the show. Brandon Biggs. This is 3 months ago. Brandon Biggs. This has gone viral before this even happened. And then it literally happens. And he didn't just say he's shot in the ear. He says he falls down and rises back up and now completely accepts Christ. And then it happened last night. Here's the clip.
He said, I am not done with America. Amen. He said, there's going to be a new wave of patriotism coming out. And that's whenever I saw Trump and I saw a red wave coming out of Michigan. And then I saw Oklahoma and there was embers of people and they were all on these they had torches all throughout Oklahoma and they were raising up these torches that looked like fire and they were bringing forth a new patriotism upon the nation and it was coming, it was being birthed and it just kept spreading like fire all throughout America, all throughout. And I saw Trump rising up and then I saw an attempt on his life. This bullet flew by his ear and it came so close to his head that it busted his eardrum. And I saw he fell to his knees during this time frame and he started worshiping the Lord. He got radically born again during this time frame. I'm talking, people say he's saved now, but he becomes really on fire for Jesus for what I saw coming. And then I saw people interceding when he, and I see him, I saw him winning the presidency through great, the Lord showed me it would go clear into the summer. Great persecution would come on him through the judges and through the law and all these people trying to sue him and all this stuff. But there would be a stop to it. And there things would start to break free come toward the fall. And then I saw him winning the election through the Patriots coming out and voting, and then there will be a great economy crash. Yeah. I saw they had a great economy plan, a crash, yeah, worse than the Great Depression. And the Lord warned me about this. It would be a great dark time. But I saw paddles coming upon America's soil, like a shocking of the soil. And I saw Donald Trump praying in the office of the Oval Office. And he was weeping before the Lord with his hands on his head like this, but he was weeping. And there was ministers and people. I don't know if they are senators or Congress people or whatever. I just saw them pacing and back and forth inside of the White House, and sorry, what is the White House, but it's the Oval Office. Yeah. And they were.
And again, I know that guy's for real, because all of us have this power where we reach the Holy Spirit. God has shown me in my whole life dreams come, sometimes silly things, sometimes important things that come true. And God always goes, see, I'm real. Listen to me next time I tell you something.
Yes.
So used to, I'd have this thing in my head like, and there'll be a cyber attack this weekend. I would say, I'm not going to say that. Mm. Now, whatever God tells me, I just say it. And you notice it's all happening.
It's happening, yes.
So what is this gift that God's given people?
It's a gift of prophecy. That's a gift that every child of God, every Christian should have. It's one of the gifts of the Spirit. But you know, what I'm trying to really get people to understand is this. When God gives prophecy, the devil fights it. So, and then when God gives prophecy and it comes to pass, it is not just that, but listen to the rest of what the guy said. You know what I'm saying? When one comes to pass, expect the rest to come to pass.
By the way, everything he said up to the crash happened. He predicted all of it.
Yes.
The court cases will be killed, and then they'll shoot Trump. It happened, and he'll fall down. It was perfect.
Yes, and guess what?
I mean, it's perfect. That's impossible.
Guess what, Alex? What I'm trying to get across to everyone right now is that intercessors have to rise up. Because, one, the shooting happened. He fell down. He woke up. We're going to have persecution, more court persecutions. Then there's going to be economic crashes. But we have to intercede. We have to hold this prophecy in the spirit. So the call to action I will have for you that are a Christian on a daily basis, stop, take a minute or two and just pray for America. Pray that God will have mercy on this nation.
Explain to people who don't know what intercessing is, like Moses or Elijah's hands being held up.
Yes. Intercession is like the Bible's intercession is like somebody touching God and touching a person or a nation. The Bible says that we're ministers of reconciliation. So I tell people all the time, I said, my great job is an intercessor. Being a doctor and businesswoman,
always told me that. Yeah.
That's kind of like my side hustle. But my major job is intercession. I'm a prophetic intercessor. So we intercede. We pray for the nation all the time. We on Twitter Space, 8 p.m., every Sunday. In fact, if you want to join it, you can text pray to 53445 so that you can join
the
intercession.
Your ex account. What's your ex account?
Stella_Emmanuel. Stella_Emmanuel.
We'll put that on screen.
Yes. So what we do every Sunday night is that we come in and people connect from all over the place and we pray for the nation. We pray for America. We pray. If you scroll up, you see we pray for President Trump. We pray for his protection. So join us in this intercession. But on a daily basis, take time, a minute or two, and speak. The Bible says the power of life and death is in our tongue. So
what two of us agree upon.
Everything on this earth, it is done in heaven. Yes. If two of us can
explain,
agree.
The witches try to copy that, but they can't do it. They all pray to kill Trump all the time.
Yes. Do you know why, Alex? The Bible, when human beings have authority on the earth, if human beings speak, God will do it. If human
we
beings
didn't have
speak,
it before Christ.
The devil will do it. So the devil too is given. If witches speak, the devil will do it. If Christians speak, God will do it. Human beings have to pray because we have to give God authority to come and interfere in our lives. If you're not praying and you're not speaking and blessing the nation and praying for God's mercy, so I would say, number one, pray for God's mercy upon America, God's mercy upon Trump. Pray for God's protection for you, your family, your children. You know, Alex, I pray for you all the time. I even send Alex prayers.
Thank
you understand what I'm saying? You have to pray and intercede for people because when the enemy is coming after somebody, somebody has to stand in the gap. It's like you're covering them in the spirit or you're holding God and holding their hand. When you are going through a lot of the persecution that has been happening, I will just pray for Alex because I know that at that time he's feeling weak, he might be feeling stressed out. So I will hold the hand of God and kind of hold him in the spirit that God will strengthen him, God will show him favor. That is the same thing. We pray that God will show, that God will give the American people favor for Trump. That be people will just love Trump. And we see the prayers coming to pass. People will remember him for the good he did for the nation. People will start rising up, whether it's Democrat, Independents, Republicans, they will rise up and follow him as a champion that God
has
called.
How scared do you think they were when Franklin Graham got them all to pray for Trump's protection last night?
Oh, yeah, they're always scared of that. They're always scared of that. They don't want Christians to pray. That is why they keep us distracted. Because if you pray, you can bring God's will from heaven on earth.
And explain that. It's just like in mythology, a vampire needs permission to come in your house. Well, so does God. That's the way it works. Mm-hmm. You have free will. You've got to open the door.
Mm-hmm. See, in the balance of power in the universe, God has all power. The devil has some power. We human beings have authority. In the beginning in Genesis, God told Adam and Eve, you know, own the world, dominate it, rule over it. So
and when that was written 6,000 years ago, who would think we'd end up dominating? And you're made my image, you can do anything. We've done it. We have been given the authority.
Authority. Because we have authority, God is not coming on the earth to interfere except we give him authority. The devil should not
interfere. So this is our jurisdiction. Yes. He gave it to us to push the devil out. Mm-hmm. And
bring his will. Not just push the devil out, but bring God's will. The reason why the devil is running rampage and doing all this craziness is because Christians are not pulling down God's will on the earth. They said, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So when God speaks something over your life, and you will know, many of us have had dreams, visions of great things that God is asking us to do, or great things happening in our lives. But it does not come to pass because you don't pull it out of the spirit into the physical. God has showed me a long time ago that President Trump was going to go for 2 terms. Many prophets spoke it. But during the last time, we did not fight. Intercessors did not stand.
And Q told us we didn't need God or anything. Everything was handled.
Who?
Remember, Q said, "Don't worry, don't fight. It's all handled."
No, Q was a chat. That Q thing is from the devil. It weakened the hands of the...
Of course.
It weakened the hands of the patriots. The only person that can get us out of this stuff right now is God. And you know some other thing, Alex? And let me tell you, Christians that are expecting Trump to be your pastor, Trump is not called in the pastoral or in the priest realm.
How many times, explain this, in the Bible, God doesn't even usually raise up a perfect guy. He raises...
Yes, I was going to say, see, you know, Trump, God calls people in the kingly realm, calls some people to be prophets, calls some people to be priests. Of course, your priest is supposed to do all this stuff, but people that are called it to be the rulers of the nation, God called Cyrus. Cyrus was a Babylonian king. God called Nebuchadnezzar. The 4th chapter in Daniel is written by Nebuchadnezzar. God called Nebuchadnezzar. God called Pharaoh, the Pharaoh in the time of Joseph that protected the children of Israel. God also called him. But guess what? Nebuchadnezzar, Pharaoh, or Cyrus, they didn't have to become Jews. They didn't have to become Israelites. God calls people. He raises up leaders, and he uses people that he wants to use. So, yes, Trump is a Christian, but don't expect Trump to be born again, tongue-talking, and preaching, because that is not his office. You and I are called as the intercessors and priests, as children of God, and we're supposed to cover the people that are called in the kingly realm. So the fact that God called Trump doesn't mean that he has, even if he was not born again, God can still call him. But he is a Christian, but he's not supposed to be tongue-talking, preaching. So stop putting things upon him that is actually supposed to be for the priestly
realm. He's not Moses or Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? So he should accept Christ for his own life. But he doesn't even have to for God to use him, because God called him, anointed him.
God uses anybody he wants.
He uses anybody that he wants, yes.
When God touched me 30 years ago, I was not a devil worshiper. I wasn't a bad person, but I was still mean and hateful and let's say evil compared to how I am now. God changed me, though.
And he cleans us up, yes, definitely. And you know, one thing I really want to remind the American people, that the battle that we're in is spiritual. And you cannot keep fighting spiritual battles in the physical only. You have to handle it in the spiritual realm.
And we have a lot of atheists and a lot of people that now believe in God. Even Joe Rogan says, "I want Jesus now."
Yes.
Publicly and privately. Mm-hmm. What's a quick way? We can talk about it more when we come back. But how would you tell somebody that has never believed in God but now realizes it's real? What's the first step to have the Holy Spirit touch them?
Definitely. If you're listening to me and you have not made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, just call on Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, I know you died on the cross for me. Forgive me. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Take my crazy life, clean it up, and use it for your glory. That is what God did for me, and he can do it for you, like right now. And I pray that the veil will come off your mind right now. You see the light of the gospel, and the Spirit of God will touch you right now, listening to the sound of my voice. There are people that God has called. He has given you visions and dreams of what you should do, but the devil has been fighting you. So I break the power of the devil over your life right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the Spirit of God will just touch you. His fire, his anointing will just fill you right now. And if you're listening to me, you can just get down on your leg and just call on Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, save me, deliver me, clean my messed up life and use me for your glory. And he will come into your life, because the word of God says that in these last days, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. So call on the name of Jesus right now. Call him for your children. Call him. Ask for the blood of Jesus to flow in your life, cover your life, cover your children, and let his hand of protection come upon you. And I break the spirit of fear that is upon the American people right now. We are strong, we're powerful, we're children of God. Wake up and speak life over this nation, over your people, over your children, and over everything that God has put in your hands.
Amen to that. I second that. And that's it. I mean, literally, I never had to go to some church. I've been to plenty of churches to feel God. When God came, you immediately want to get down on your stomach in the power of it. Just, folks, get on your face in your bedroom alone.
Oh, Jesus.
And just say, God, I know you're real. I'm here. Show me. And the adventure will begin, people. Yes. This is real.
Ask for Jesus. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit. You know, when I wake up from sleep in the morning, sometimes I'll just wake up and say, good morning, Holy Spirit. My life is yours. My life belongs to you. Use me, clean me, help me. And just use me for your glory. There are many of you out there that God has a call upon. There are many of you out there fighting this battle, and the devil is coming after you. Call upon Jesus, and his hand of protection will come upon you. I always pray that God will protect the patriots that are fighting in the front line, and just give you strength to hold on to the Lord, because we will win this battle. Jesus wins, but Jesus needs you and I to speak his purpose on this earth.
I agree, but Trump has come a long way, saying God was put his hand on him, and he had Franklin Graham and all them calling on Jesus. Trump's definitely getting, he said, I'm a changed man after this.
Amen, of course. When you've touched death, you will know that God saved. I mean, he knew that God saved him. He knew that not only God could have saved him. Do you understand what I'm saying? So to me, it's
five bullets aimed right at him and they all miss.
Yes, to me.
One hit the lectern too.
To me, it shows that God's hand of mercy is still upon our nation. To me, that is an intercessor that I've been crying for this nation for years. It gives me hope. It shows that God has not abandoned
us. By the way,
he still wants us to stand.
The British and the Hessians even wrote about this. It happened a bunch, but the Battle of Trenton, when they attacked at like 3 a.m. and people froze to death and he crossed the river and all that, the famous thing. Mm-hmm. Washington led that battle from the front because he knew they had to win or they were going to lose. And the Hessians at 100 yards, 1,000 of them shot at Washington, and the bullets, they said, just went around him. They said they couldn't shoot him. Mm-hmm. Their best sharpshooters, they literally got freaked out because they were shooting the men around Washington. They couldn't hit him. I think we just saw that.
Yeah, you know, when God calls you and puts you in a position, he protects you. When God gives you an anointing for a particular protection, he gives you protection. He gives you the grace for that post, and he gives you the anointing to carry it. So because God called Trump, like I keep praying, I say, Lord, look at this man. He has lost business. He's lost a good name. He's lost so much to fight for this country. Just wrap your arms around him and protect him. Cover him. You know what I'm saying? God called Trump, and Trump accepted the call, even when he didn't even realize that he was being called. But because he accepted the call, God has to also protect and watch over him.
They talked about it last night, how he called him in there 8 years ago, and he said, this is going to really hurt us, but I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And I tell you what, God will protect him. And you and I, as intercessors, have to cover him in the spirit.
Lead us in prayer when we come back. I want to talk about COVID is back. They're trying to hop up the bird flu. Everything's going on. God's given us things to protect us. We'll talk about this with the great Stella Emanuel. Doctor, stay right there. Amazing. Love you. This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breast. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got ashwagandha gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good night sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good night sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Mineral Fusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
So I just read the preliminary investigation report that the Secret Service just released about the attempted assassination of former President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. Would you like to guess what it says? Because it says something more shocking than I thought. I thought they were just going to say everyone did a great job and sweep it under the rug. That's not what it says. It says that there was an ordered 26-minute stand down. That Secret Service was ordered to not have glass, i.e. binoculars, on the rooftops. That the Secret Service was ordered to not be on the water tower. Ordered to not be on the rooftop that the shooter was on. And that the local police department that was supposed to be helping secure the perimeter was ordered to go take a break. Guess where they're at? McDonald's. I'm not joking. McDonald's. This wasn't just a series of mistakes, guys. This was a coordinated attempt at an assassination of a former president running for re-election, non-consecutive terms, after an election was stolen. This is nothing short than a coup attempt. We deserve 100% transparency, answers, and justice in this situation.
And that's all in the preliminary report to Congress. Dr. Stella, I keep interrupting you because I'm so excited. You're so right. And God has shown me over and over again how real God is. It would take hours even explaining the cases. But just in closing, about the situation, what the enemy's going to do next, and then let's talk about them trying to bring back monkeypox, bird flu, killing the chickens, the cows all over the country, cutting off the infrastructure, reports all over the country, COVID's back. People are getting sick. You're not supposed to have these viruses in the summer. Mm-hmm. But God has given us compounds and things that don't just protect us and help us, but they also empower us and make us yeah. healthier and happier. So spend some time. You're a great sponsor. You have the best products out there. People need to know about this. Mm-hmm. So where do you want to start? Back to Trump and the spiritual battle and what's coming next? Or get into the products and all the stuff that's happening?
I think we should do products and bird flu and stuff, and then we'll go back to closing.
Let's do it. Go ahead. You got the floor. I'm going to shut up now.
Anyway, right. So, like Alex, you were saying earlier about one of the things that I do, I'm a prophetic intercessor, but I'm also a physician. And one of the things that God has really taught me, or I've learned over the past 4 years, is to keep the American people alive. They did an article about me on Medscape that I was the highest prescriber of ivermectin. We had prescribed over 100,000+ doses of ivermectin.
And you've now been vindicated? They now admit it really worked?
Yes. Everybody knows it works. But do you know that right now they are still stopping people from prescribing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine? The AG of New York said they were going to ban doctors from prescribing ivermectin. And they are doing this because there are some things coming that I'm going to talk about in a minute. But, you know, when they say something like that, we're going to ban doctors from prescribing ivermectin. Number one, they don't have a jurisdiction to do that.
Yeah, they're not doctors.
They're not. No, once FDA has approved a medication to be used in America, it can be used by any doctor off-label to treat whatever. But when they say that, what it does is that it terrifies the doctors and it terrifies everybody. They see the headline and then doctors start self-censoring. Doctors start being scared to prescribe ivermectin. Right now, pharmacists don't want to feel it. So at the end of the day, they keep the American people vulnerable. So what
and
are
you
they
said,
trying to
and they
do?
Turned out they paid $2 billion to CVS and Walgreens not to prescribe it.
Yes,
they were being paid
not to do it. Yes. So what we did, like...
Not to fill it.
So in 2021, when they had Delta, we were having like 2,000 patients every single day at all times. And we tried, we would call prescriptions, they would just cancel them. So what we had done is that we got a group of mom and pop pharmacists all over the country. We networked with them that are licensed all over the country. So when we prescribe it, we send it to this mom and pop pharmacist. The mom and pop pharmacist will fill it and ship it to the people. So that is why I'm telling you, listening to me right now, call to action. Get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. For the past week or two, there's a new variant of COVID called FLIRT. You can Google it, FLIRT. And people are getting sick. And people call me, Dr. Stella, I need hydroxychloroquine now. I cannot get it to you now. You have to go on our website, do a telemedicine appointment. When they prescribe it, then we send it to the pharmacy. The pharmacy has to get it together and ship it to you. Because we're not going to call it to Walgreens or Walmart or any of that stuff. So it takes a few days. So don't wait till you get sick and you're about to go to the hospital. Then you're calling us frantically. And I get those calls. I get people calling
me. So everybody should be stockpiling ivermectin.
Stockpile it
right
now.
What else should they be stockpiling, which supports you, supports them, supports the info, or at drstellamd.com, promo code Alex for a discount?
Yeah, let me say a little bit more about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. We have something we call a COVID complete pack. It has hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, budesonide, and a handheld nebulizer that you can actually plug it on your power bank to charge it. And the reason we put this together is so that it can cover bird flu, Zika, it can cover COVID flu, whatever it is, all these viruses. So it is important that you get it now. Please listen to me. People call me to come and get
it. I want to be clear.
Hospital.
Some people said it wasn't real. It's at 40, real. 48, I got it. And it felt like a gorilla was on my chest for two weeks. And without the things you just mentioned, it's absolutely something they cooked up.
Yeah. Biden has COVID right now. Biden is on lockdown because he has COVID. So COVID is still around, and I don't know why they get viruses in the summer. It's really crazy because these viruses, coronaviruses, are supposed to be in the fall. But somehow in the summer, we'll always get this whole bout of viruses. So my thing to everyone listening to me right now, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Get it for your family. Just make sure that you don't get to a place where something happens.
And budesonide, because I couldn't breathe without budesonide.
Yes.
And my wife is in super good shape. Mm-hmm. Runs every day, plays tennis. She's like, I go to the hospital. I said, no, here's budesonide. And she was okay. Because in her whole life, at 40-something years old, she'd never not be able to breathe. Mm-hmm. This was definitely real.
Yeah, and if we, like, we the COVID complete pack has hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, budesonide, and a Z-pack. So it gives you everything that you will need. So I tell people, stock it up now, please.
And by the way, idiots say, why do you need an antibiotic for a virus? I'm not a doctor, but explain it.
No, actually,
the bacteria carry in the virus.
Yeah, not even that. When you get virus infection, sometimes you get superimposed bacteria infections. And not only that, to Z-Pak, Zitromax 2 also has also an effect on coronavirus when used with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. So
like the virus is already chewing you up, that gives bacteria a place to
it. Gives you bacteria that was sitting there minding its own business can now like, yay, now the immunity is done, I can attack. And then a lot of people that took the jab, their immunity is not really great. Some people
Your great products, what do people do to detox from the virus, whether from shedding or the shot?
If you go on our website, we have a Vax Detox that has the COVID cleanse, it has COVID vites, and this thing. You can see the Vax Detox right there on our website. But this is one thing that I want to tell everybody listening. Whether it's COVID, flu, Zika, bird flu, you know there's a bird flu conference coming up in October.
Yep.
They have everything set up already.
They're going to lock us down.
There's
going to
be martial law. There's going to be everything. So whether it's COVID, all these viruses, they are single-stranded RNA viruses. And here's the thing about a single-stranded RNA virus. Zinc is very sensitive to zinc. There's zinc in a lot of the foods that we eat, but zinc cannot enter into the cell. Zinc needs a transport system. That's why we have something like quercetin, that is a low-level transport system, and then hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin also work as a transport system. So we put together, there are a lot of products on our website, but I will say we have things that have quercetin. We have Covivites, we have Covita spray, we have Covisleep, and Covilite that has quercetin in it. So what we did, Alex, is that depending on what the person is dealing with, like people that have sleep disorders, we have COVID sleep. It has ashwagandha that would give you anti-anxiety. It has melatonin, but it also has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. Then we have Covita spray for those that have like allergy issues and everything, but it also has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. The main product that we have that I'll tell everybody, get it, start taking it. Give it to your family. It's Covivites, vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. Right now on our website for a limited time, we have this on 40% off because we want to help the American people. And if you use Alex, you get an extra 5% off. So it's like 45% off. And I just want to do that for like a week or so just to kind of help the American people. Covivites, get it right now.
I cannot tell people what you and Zelenko
daily.
What you and Zelenko were saying at the time. I'm like, okay, I'm going to stockpile it. And then it almost killed my dad, almost killed Rob Dew. Really hurt me, but if I didn't have these things, I'd have been screwed.
Yeah, so please, don't wait. And you know, right now with bird flu, they are planning it. They are monitoring our sewer system. When they monitor the sewer in a particular place and they find bird flu, then they can lock us down and say, you know, this area or this
And they're using bird flu to kill all these chickens and cows.
And then they are killing chicken, killing cows so
PCR.
That they can bring famine.
Talk about PCR.
So that they can bring famine. And also the PCR test, they want everybody to do it so that they can make money. They're making money from PCR tests. They're making money from vaccines. They're making money from scaring the living daylight out of you. And I'm just saying that the PCR test doesn't mean anything. I always say it. We don't treat people based on PCR because PCR
test,
it doesn't mean anything. You know something? I remember one president, one did a PCR test on a cow and it was positive. Or
Tanzania.
Yeah, in Tanzania. So
He did a papaya, goat,
and everything, and they were positive. So PCR test doesn't really mean anything because, you know, depending
on the
dilution.
Well, they just turn it up until it's positive.
Yes. You can increase the dilution until it's positive.
I use the analogy. My dad, growing up, we had metal detectors. We found a lot of cool stuff. He explained, you turn it up too high for silver or gold or whatever it is, the air will go off.
It will pick up something.
You got to turn it down low and listen for the small sounds. That's when they work.
And, you know, just to put on my conspiracy theory hat, a lot of people say this swipe that they are putting in their nose has something in it. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about this. But all of you that are in such a hurry to go buy a PCR test and stroke your nose, That's crazy.
Well, they later admitted those are being sold to biotech companies for your DNA.
Yes. So don't be doing all that stuff. So get Covivites. We have a gummy for your children and take it daily to stay safe. I've not been sick. Do you know, Alex, I've not had COVID. I've never been sick because I take my Covivites every day. I take hydroxychloroquine once a week. We used to do it back at home, call it Sunday medicine. You know, when we used to do Daraprim and, you know, for malaria. So if you have the mindset that we're in a time when COVID is endemic, where these viruses are going to get released. Remember, these demons, they're not going to release anything that will kill them. So they usually will have something to help them out.
And that's
out.
What Zelenko discovered and was discovered early it. On.
Yes.
The establishment was already getting ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, yes. zinc. They were all doing it.
They were doing it. So if you get this stuff with quercetin, it can actually be able to help you absorb the zinc you have in your system. So what I'm telling people right now, so we ran this promotion for 40% off if you get a 6-month supply to last people throughout now all the way to the winter. And if you use promo code Alex, you get an extra 5% off. It helps to keep Alex on the air, and it helps us to do the work. I just want to help the American people right now. Please, 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 don't call me at 3 a.m., Dr. Stella. Can you please come and get me out of the hospital? I can't get you out of the hospital. If you have already gone to the hospital, we will not be able to help you. But you can stay safe. You can keep your family safe. You can keep your children safe now.
It's a default.
Yes.
Way more importantly, even car insurance, that everybody should be stockpiling this now.
Yes. Everybody should stockpile it. Everybody should have their stockpile of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Go to drstellamd.com. This is what we do. We don't know how long we're going to be able to do it. If there's a cyber attack right now and the internet goes down, you're not going to be able to reach us. If things get crazy right now and 600, 500, 1,000, 10,000 people are trying to reach us.
Well, that's right. When I got on air 5 days ago, so they're going to launch cyber attacks, I knew that. Mm-hmm. I wasn't trying to scare people.
Yes.
Because they've got to cut us off. They're making their move.
Yes. In March, actually, there was a thing that happened that pharmacies went offline, and you could not actually, it's like there was a cyber attack on pharmacies for like 2 days. People could not get their prescriptions.
Remember, they have the clip now. I asked for it an hour ago, guys. You remember? Klaus Schwab said a cyber attack. Mm-hmm. will make COVID look like an inconvenience. They are pre-programming the cyber attack. We have that clip, guys? Well, when you have it, let me know. I want to play it audio. Okay.
You see how desperate these demons are? They are trying to assassinate President Trump. They are very desperate. When the devil gets desperate, they're not going to stop. So we are fighting back with everything. You and I were fighting back with everything that we have. You understand what I'm saying? So they don't have it easy. They are not going to win this battle. You know, they thought by now they would have locked us down and thrown away the key.
I've seen the devils on TV and in person. People are so awake. I only get confronted like every few months now. A guy on the airplane flying back from California covering Bohemian Grove yesterday said, I hate you and I hate your family.
I said,
well, God loves you and I forgive you. And he literally shrunk down and went, why do you feel like that? Why don't you hate me back?
It's demons.
And I said, listen, you're controlled by the bad guys. Wish you well. And he literally
crawled up.
He curled up.
Mm-hmm. The demon. Yeah. So you see, people were dealing with a spiritual battle, right? And when the devil is cornered, he does like stupid and really desperate stuff. Alex, I always remind people about this. By now, they would have locked us all down, thrown the key away. But in 2020, God in his mercy used my voice to stand in front of the Supreme Court and go, ah, wake up, wake up, wake up. Ah. So humanity broke out of the cage. People have woken up right now. People are fighting back from all over the world. And I'm telling you, they cannot take us down because we're fighting. And as long as we have God with us, as long as we keep calling God to fight with us, pray for war in the heavenlies, for God's army to join us to fight, these demons cannot win. When you read the Bible, you read Revelation to the end, guess what? God wins this battle. At the end of the day, God wins. But they have a whole lot of things that they are planning. I will tell somebody, just go online right now. Just Google digital ID. Any country, whether it's Uganda, Cameroon, whatever, just Google digital ID. You will see that most nations right now are at a very advanced level in their digital ID. They want you and I to be digitalized. They want you and I to be controlled. They want to kill as many people as possible, and they want to control us. In 2020, I came out and I said COVID was a Trojan horse for the vaccine, and the vaccine is a Trojan horse for human 2.0. So as they want to digitalize us, you and I are not going to agree for digitalization. So they're going to do disruptive events, cyber attacks. They're going to crash the economy. They're going to bring famine. They're going to do all these things so that when we are tied up and they've locked us up in a corner, then they will bring universal basic income and tell you to take it in a digital ID. The Bible talks about in Revelation 13, verse 16 to 18, that there will come a time that you're not going to be able to buy or sell without taking a digital ID or the mark of the beast.
And isn't it incredible that 2,000 years ago, John on the Isle of Patmos predicted that? We do have the clip of Klaus Schwab. Here he is like 3 years ago saying, well, see the clip for yourself.
Mm-hmm. We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack. To use the COVID-19 crisis.
All right, so we are now in the biggest cyber attack in history. We'll be tracking it throughout the war room today. But we're here. It was very easy for me to predict at least 200 times the last 6 days. This is the next move. Mm-hmm. Biggest in history. They're beta testing it. What do we do?
You know, what we need to do is to be prepared. You know, a few months ago, the Lord showed me a dream, and in the dream, everybody was locked down. You cannot go 5 miles away from your house without having some kind of a certificate. Right now, as they are talking, Moderna has been given billions of dollars to produce the COVID, to produce mRNA jab for the bird flu. Right now, I tell people, be prepared. Be prepared physically. Stock up food, water, and everything that you need. If you go on my Twitter handle, Stella_Emmanuel, we did a Twitter space. I'm going to repost it. That gives you what are the over-the-counter medicines that you will need in an emergency, how to stock up a first aid kit for your family, how to stock up food, you know, get like a solar panel, solar generators, you know, flashlights, water filtration system, get something.
And let's not forget,
you know, something.
Not for offensive uses, but we need guns.
Oh, yeah, guns, much, much guns and bullets. Definitely. You know, I tell people, I say, you know, I'm a spiritual sniper. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we need guns. We need much, much guns and bullets and everything so that we can protect ourselves. And then, of course, the part that I really do best is to help you be medically prepared. We have a what we call an acute care program on our website that if you go there and apply for acute care, they can help you get maybe a 3-month supply of the medicines you take already. We have something we call 7 antibiotics you will need in an emergency. If something happens and you can't come out of your house, if you have a sore throat or skin infection or something, what are you going to do? So we have 7 antibiotics. It's on our website.
But I heard you and Zelenko say if you get COVID, if people said it wasn't real, I've been around 47 years at the time, 50 years now, and I'm tough, okay? I mean, I get sick like every 5 years, you know, with a real virus or something, get really sick. This was like 3 a.m., couldn't breathe. I had to walk around outside because I couldn't go to sleep because I couldn't breathe, turning blue. My wife, my dad almost died. Rob Dew almost died. And then I'm like, wait, I had some of the things I was supposed to have, but as soon as I got the budesonide, I would inhale that.
Yes.
And that's what I've got in my house is a bunch of budesonide. Man, that steroid was just like heaven.
But what if you...
People can call you and get that, right?
Yes. They can get the budesonide in the COVID complete pack. But what if you have budesonide and then there's no electricity? How are you going to use it? So that
batteries.
Is why in our package, we have
you're right. The nebulizer I have is plugged in the wall.
Yes, we have... No, we have a handheld nebulizer.
No, I'm saying you're right. The ones I have are plugged in the wall.
Okay, remind me
I need to
send
get
you
those.
One. Yes, we have a handheld nebulizer that you can charge with a power bank. And just charge you with a power bank. It's a tiny little this thing you can
so
just
what did the COVID do to where if you took that steroid, it would go away for at least a couple hours?
What?
It was like the difference of heaven and hell. Like, I can't breathe. Like, I never had asthma, but the scripture like asthma.
Yes.
Budesonide
is a steroid. What it does is that it clears the airway, it opens your airway, and then it reduces the inflammation in your airway.
Sure, but what
airway.
Is the COVID doing to make you need that?
Yeah, it's when COVID gets into your chest, it causes inflammation, and then there's a lot of fluid and inflammation in your chest. So when you take budesonide, it opens the airway, it mops up some of the inflammation, and then you can breathe. So your airway shrinks. Like it's like your airway gets really soggy, and then when you take budesonide, it helps to cut down on the inflammation, and then it shrinks, and you can breathe. And it's so crazy that people went to the hospital and they sent them home.
It's totally safe, and they blocked it.
Oh, yeah. They blocked it. They tried every way to block it. So that is why I say in our COVID complete pack, you have hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, you have budesonide, you have Z-Pak, and then you have the handheld nebulizer that you can use to breathe. And then, of course, you have Covivites, where we're going to give you quercetin.
Look, it's so simple to plug this because I've been through it. People, yes. You have the best products, the best prices, and you support the show. Mm-hmm. It's a win-win. People are insane if they don't go to drstellamd.com. Use promo code Alex on top of the discounts. This is... Everybody should be stockpiling it. Plus, it funds the show. Go to drstellamd.com now. Promo code Alex. And do you have a number for people that don't want to call a number?
Yeah, if on our website, there's a phone number on our website. And like I said, if you want to, you can text Dr. Stella, Dr. Stella to 53445 if you have, so that when we send out this stuff, you will see them. But there's a phone number on our website where you can reach us. And you can reach me too on Twitter though, because I usually do, I check all my DMs on Twitter. So if you can reach me on Twitter, and you know, usually.
Stella, so the number is 832-808-5584.
But Alex, don't let them block out. Don't let like 5,000 people call us at the same time. Go on our website. Our website is self-explanatory. You can do a telemedicine appointment. It is self-explanatory. You just go there, do a telemedicine appointment. We have nurses. We have nurse practitioners and doctors all over the country. Pharmacists, they will ship the medicine to
you. I get it.
You
have a limited team. You farm it out.
Oh, yes.
If I give the number out, you're going to get overwhelmed.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get overwhelmed. Yeah, but yes. But, you know, so just please, you know, we built our own system so they can't take it down. We built our own system over the past 4 years.
I love you.
We have perfected our system so that they can't take it down, so that we can be there for the American people. But like I said, if light goes down and internet goes down, well, you can't reach us. So please be prepared today. And then, like I said,
oh my God, I mean, everything is so easy
today.
I just say what's true. And plus, I want to keep us on air. I want to make money. Yes. I'm selling you stuff you need, folks. This is like selling, you know, ice water to people in the Sahara Desert.
I'm telling
you.
10
cents a glass. I mean, we need the support. You need the water. Go to her website. Get all this stuff now or you're insane.
I mean, Covivites. If you're going to get one thing on our website for you and your children, get Covivites for yourself. And get
if you go in my office, it's all your stuff. It's all the other stuff. It's literally just boxes of budesonide and ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and all your supplements.
Yes.
Because I got to take care of people during a lockdown.
Yes. And use promo code Alex. Alex, I brought a bunch of stuff for your staff. You know, they use all the other stuff I brought.
I know.
I brought a whole box for them.
They'll use it. Yeah.
So use promo code Alex and you'll get a discount. Right now, we're running a 40% discount because we know this stuff is coming. If you get your 6-month supply on the Covivites, we're running a 40% discount on our website.
Perfect. Dr. Stella.
Also use Alex so that you can get 45% off. I mean, help 1 week.
And then we get the support. DrStellaMD.com.
Yes.
We got 1 minute left. Prayer for President Trump.
Father Lord, I just thank you right now for everyone listening to the sound of my voice. I pray, Father, that you raise more intercessors all over this nation to watch over our president in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for your hand of mercy upon President Trump and his family. He's done so much for the world, oh God. Have mercy upon him and watch over him. I pray, Father, that you give him a mouth and wisdom, that wherever he goes to speak, you will speak through him, that he will have favor with the American people, that his enemies will be exposed in the name of Jesus. Your word says, oh God, that the angels of God encamp around about those that fear God. Let your angels continue to encamp around about him in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, oh God, that he will say the right things, that the people of America will hear him and stand up in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that you continue to set confusion among the camp of the enemy. They will begin to fight and destroy one another in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the spirit of fear, and I pray, Father, that whoever is listening to the sound of my voice, that they will drop right on their knees and they will call upon Jesus and they will be saved in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We thank you even for InfoWars and Alex. In Jesus' name, amen.
We love you, Dr. Stella.
Always.
All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.